Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitie Night. Keep your trend hold tight. That is courtesy of Brian Jeffries, super producer. Chappelle Show ref. I'm Jack, that's Miles. And here are some of the things that are trending. We finally have the answer of what bomb Ivory Hecker was going to drop. We talked about her yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's the one who was like, and before we get to the thing you're paying me to report about, let me just say that Fox has been muzzling me and I actually have like the goods and we're going to drop a truth bomb on your ass tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. The truth bomb. What was it? What could the bomb be? No one knows. But the second she mentions Project Veritas, you're like, oh, okay. It's something where it's to reinforce this idea that the lamestream media is keeping conservatives from getting the truth out there. And that's what it was. It was essentially that she was being told by the news director at the station she worked at to please, quote, cease and desist posting about hydroxychloroquine on social media.
Uh-huh.
Just don't eat it. It doesn't, don't, as a representative of this news station, do not go out there with your hydroxychloroquine takes. And that was the thing that happened. That's the gotcha moment.
Well, the fact that hydroxychloroquine did end up being the vaccine that stopped the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's that just unclear to me why does she think this is going to be like something that vindicates her? That hydroxychloroquine did not work.
Yeah, I know. So but that's where Project Veritas, they're operating in a different reality where it could have worked. And just because, I mean, that's what the president was saying. And then you want to stop them because I'm following the orders of the president. I don't know. So that's what it was.
Yeah. I mean, if hydroxychloroquine had ended up being the cure for COVID and Trump was right all along and she was right all along, this would have been a good bomb drop, a good little, haha. But they weren't even right. The thing they were doing, the lie they were spreading was damaging and giving people false hope, and the person was right to tell her to stop spreading it on social media as a
So, you know, she's already been suspended, and now her like mom's doing like crowdfunding and trying to get money, and she's already got like I think she's only got like $100,000. So it worked.
Good. I mean,
it's suspending her now. $124,000.
They're suspending her now because they don't want the truth out again. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They said my daughter Ivory's efforts to speak out and take a stand for true journalism has been appreciated by so many. Her position as reporter at Fox 26 appears to have been terminated, and I've been asked to supply a fundraiser to help with her support. Thank you so much. Where will this white woman who is infinitely employable go? What will happen?
So, yeah, there it is. And the comments are great. Patriots have your back. Fuck out of here.
It's always good when your mom is on board with your politics.
Yeah, or your mom just, like, she taught you the art of the grift. You know right. what I mean? She's like, oh, I learned how to, like, scream, like, I've been hit. Ah, call the police. I learned that from my mom.
Yeah.
Karen.
GOP absurdity. They are reacting to the Biden-Putin meeting. Is that what's going on?
Summit. Yeah, man. And it's just, I don't know. We could go on and talk about what this all is, but I think we all know what the president from the last administration was like in regards to Vladimir Putin and what the interactions were like. But suddenly the RNC through their like communications director is saying things like, you know, it's giving Putin an audience, like was giving him a win for even meeting with him. And quote, giving Putin a meeting is just the latest win that Joe Biden has handed Russia. And you're like,
Donald
Trump has said out loud he trusts Vladimir Putin more than the American government. But that's not okay. But I just want to play this one clip so you can see, because they also dropped like a fucking hit piece or something to essentially be like, yeah, man, this shit's all kinds of bad. So it's Russia.
It's war again in Russia. Today, thousands of comrades are going back to work building Russia's future. Thanks to U.S. President Joe Biden putting Russia first, the Russian economy is being built back better. Biden's hard work removing sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline means more money for our government to do the work of the Russian people. Billions and billions of rubles to build a stronger future for Russia. Thanks to Joe Biden, it's morning again in Russia.
Okay. That was fucking dumb and completely hypocritical to the nth degree, but we shouldn't be surprised anymore. But like this willful
and a quick
blindness/ignorance to
the list of your political opponents, we don't even have to talk about Trump's relationship with Putin. Is long.
Like it's right. just
Alexei Navalny.
We all remember. We all remember Helsinki. Oh my god! But again, suddenly they're like, oh yeah, Ukraine is like in jeopardy from Russian invasion. But like you use that as a complete like leverage point to try and sway the election in this. Anyway, so that's where they're at.
That's amazing.
But I mean, this is what an authoritarian party like looks and acts like. It's complete like, nah, that never happened. This is what we're saying today. Don't ignore all that other shit. This is the new thing we're talking about.
Right. Well, once
there is no consistency like aside from just staying in power.
What I said.
I do feel like it's just straight up trolling, right? It's like doing the thing that would be the most infuriating.
The people.
Like telling the lie that is the most obvious and infuriating just to like make people mad. Or maybe they already had, listeners can't tell this, but they had a amazing Photoshop of Joe Biden wearing one of those like Russian fur hats.
Yeah.
Like just, so maybe they like had created that already and just knew that they needed to use it. It looks like it was done in MS Paint. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen. Well, the New Jersey Nets were the number one trending thing from yesterday because Kevin Durant had a career performance, put up 50 and like 17 and 10 and carried the Nets to a game 5 victory in that series, which he needed to because Kyrie Irving is hurt and James Harden was hobbled. But then this morning was even wilder for less good reasons. So Kawhi Leonard, knee injury. So just like some of the best players left in the playoffs are getting injured, or Chris Paul, CP3, is tested positive for COVID, though he has been vaccinated. So he should bounce back quickly. But this has just been a weird playoffs, and this morning was very strange.
I think also, too, like, I mean, aside from the COVID thing, there's these injuries, like, feel like it's because they put these people straight back to work without a proper offseason. You know, aside from any like Laker excuses I can make, but like, you know, at a certain point, you need the recovery period when you're playing at such a high level. Your body isn't a fucking rental car that you just kind of like put more gas in and it's ready to go for another 300,000 miles. But yeah, I honestly, as much as I'm like a Clipper hater, like I don't wish the injury on Kawhi. That just it sucks. That's not.
Yeah, that really sucks
at all.
Man. I hate that. Yeah, I was like texting with my friends last night saying, you know, even when it looked like the Nets were going to lose, I was saying like four of the top title contenders have one of their top two guys injured. And it seems like the people, whoever doesn't have one of their top two guys injured is going to win the title, basically. And the Clippers were one of the four teams that didn't have one of their top two guys injured. And now
it's time for playoff P.
Playoff P, baby.
Come on. Let's
do it.
Prove the haters wrong, a.k.a.
I mean,
me.
He had a really good game last
night. No, he's been playing really well. I'm not going to take that away. But now what happens? No, nah, okay. I'll leave my hater rate at the door. I'll leave my hater rate at the door.
Rachel Scott is trending. She is a ABC News reporter who had the opportunity to question Vladimir Putin and just
fucking epic
ethered him.
I mean, thank you, Rachel Scott. Thank you to this woman of color, this black woman who said, give me that fucking mic. Let me spit something directly to Vladimir Putin's head right now about his LDE, his little dick energy, or however that's being perceived with his insecurities.
And a quick follow-up, if I may, sir. The list of your political opponents who are dead, prisoned, or jailed is long. Alexei Navalny's organization calls for free and fair elections, an end to corruption. But Russia has outlawed that organization, calling it extremist. And you have now prevented anyone who supports him to run for office. So my question is, Mr. President, what are you so afraid of?
Oh, shit! Yo, when she was asking the question, reporters were looking around the room. Like, is she doing this shit? Yo,
what
is she?
Oh,
my God. Listen, and then his answer.
Right. Well, once again, I would like to repeat what I said about so-called foreign agents and the people.
He goes on. He brings up like Black Lives Matter and stuff. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
That's the look of someone who is used to jailing people that would ask him questions like that immediately.
Right.
But yeah.
What did he bring up Black Lives Matter in the context of like.
I think
country
it's like
has
they, yeah, like
too.
You understand too that there are these groups that be that be pulling shit.
I mean,
you know what I mean. So yeah, just Rachel Scott, I love to see it. Big fan now.
Well, speaking of love to see it, one of our favorite dudes is going to be finally justly rewarded with a big book deal. That is, of course, Jared Kushner.
Oh, fuck off! He's getting a book deal.
He's getting a book deal, baby.
What is, oh my God. What are the numbers? What do we know?
I don't know the numbers yet. It's just been announced that he's working on a book deal, but that is, I can't imagine ever wanting to read a word that dude says.
Right. But. Yeah. There's been a lot of talk too, because I know Trump's been trying, he said he was getting a book deal. And he's like, you know, the top two, I've got some of the top people, they've offered me a book deal. And like, they asked like the top five publishing houses, like, dude, we've never offered him anything. Cause he's like a liability to work with. And like, you don't know what you're going to get back or if it's even going to be close to the level of what you think you can put out as like a marketable piece of fiction, right. I guess, or whatever he would be writing or talking about.
Yeah. I mean, the Trump one would just automatically be completely untrustworthy. I guess Kushner would. Too. So it's pretty wild that they're letting him kind of get his version of things out, especially when, you know, what wasn't he the guy who was like, it's bad PR to do COVID testing, so let's hold off on that and just let people die.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the publishing industry.
Well, yeah, we'll see if I'll. Again, I wonder if this is part and parcel of the we don't have enough money to handle the legal cases
right.
They're on.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I haven't checked in on Don Jr.'s TikTok and see what kind of money he's making, but not a good sign.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other and be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.